A woman being treated at Northampton General Hospital has tested negative for Ebola. The NHS Trust issued the test results earlier this afternoon on a woman who was admitted for treatment yesterday. Dr. Stuart Allen is from the School of Health at the University of Northampton. He says health professionals are well versed in what they need to do when this kind of thing happens.
The hospitals will go through procedures, and I believe they went through last year, to sort of emulate a potential infectious disease from Ebola. So that they're prepared to deal with any patients that may actually have Ebola within the community. So that training will include the infection control and prevention nurses, it involve the doctors and the hospital administration to ensure that any person with Ebola is contained.
Well, BBC Lookie's Neil Bradford is outside the hospital now. And Neil, a worrying 24 hours at the hospital.
Yes, it certainly was. This female patient was admitted yesterday evening. First of all, it was suspected she may have had malaria. She has a history of travel to West Africa, so she was tested first for malaria. Those tests came back negative, and as a precaution, she was tested for the Ebola virus. And while the hospital awaited those results from the Porton Down Research Facility in Wiltshire, the patient was treated in isolation here at Northampton General Hospital. And then just after 2 o'clock this afternoon, those results came back as negative. Now, we were told it was a low risk that she had Ebola, but I think there will be a real sense of relief here at Northampton General Hospital that those results were in fact negative.
And Neil, was there ever any risk to patients?
No, the hospital was open as usual today. Outpatients clinics were running. The A&E department was open. The risk to any other people catching this disease is very small, because you have to come into contact with the bodily fluids of an infected patient, i.e. the vomit or feces or blood. So as this patient was kept in isolation, there was absolutely no risk to other patients at all. And the hospitals say they have robust plans in place to stop the spread of this infection. In fact, they only rehearsed such a scenario last year.
So what happens next, Neil? Just business as normal?
Yes, certainly for the hospital. In terms of the patient, she will now continue to be treated here at Northampton General Hospital. They will obviously have to discover what is wrong with this patient, and she will be treated accordingly. But perhaps transferred to another hospital if that is appropriate. But at the moment, her treatment will continue here at Northampton General Hospital.